The Rashi at the very beginning of Parshas Vayechi points out that Parshas Vayechi is unique among every single Parsha in the Torah. It's the only Parsha that doesn't start at a paragraph break. Every single Parsha starts at a Parsha Stuma, Parsha Psucha, beginning of a Sefer, paragraph break, except for Vayechi. If you're a Bal Korba, you notice it's always hard to find the beginning of the Parsha in the Chumash, because it's just a regular word, says Rashi, Lama Parshas Stuma. Why is this stuma? Why is it closed? Why does it have no break? His first pshat, v'fisha kemish and nifter Yaakov Avinu, nistam v'einehem v'libim shel Yisrael mitzoros hashiva she'eschilu l'shabdam, because once Yaakov died, v'ehi Yaakov was about Yaakov's death, once Yaakov's death, Shibud Mitzrayim started. This is the parsha where we're really getting into Shibud Mitzrayim, and once there's Shibud Mitzrayim, their eyes and their hearts got closed up because of the tzara of the Shibud. Okay, so Rashi's working here off a play of words of Nistatmu Parsha Stuma. It's closed. There's no space there. And Nistatmu Libam Ve'inehim. Is there something deeper going on here? Like there's some actual relationship, according to the Medrash, between the fact there's no paragraph break and the Tzoras HaShibud? So maybe I heard suggested, a very fascinating suggestion. Rashi says, in the beginning of Vayikra, I think, that why are there paragraph breaks in the Torah? But Klal, why do you need paragraph breaks in the Torah? Why not just, we know why you need the words in the Torah. The words teach us something, right? Every word you learn something. Why do you need a paragraph break? So the paragraph break was a revach delis boning. Ah, in between each paragraph, Hashem put a break there because you have to stop and think about things. Meaning, even when you're in the Torah, you're in every word in the Torah, and every word of the Torah is so holy and so important. But every once in a while, you have to stop and like not read another word of Torah and just think about the big picture of what you learned. That's the paragraph break is for. Why in the Tzoras HaShibud? Why is the Tzoras HaShibud of no paragraph break? Because, right, how is there really Nistat Mulim Leinam? How could there be Nistat Mulim Leinam? I know it's hard to have a Shibud, but you're Klal Yisrael. You come from Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. You have a promise of Geula in the future. You have Hashem. You have so many things that are so deeper and higher than everything in this world. How does the Tzoras HaShibud manage to make you forget all that, to take it out, make you not see anything more than in front of your eyes, make you not feel anything in your heart? So the Maseilas Yesharim already tells us in the very beginning. He quotes a pasuk from the Parsha Shmos, from the very next Parsha, right? Techbad al-Dal al-Hanashim v'yasuvavi al-Yeshu b'divrei sheker, says Paro. Says, give them a lot of things to all the time, and they'll stop thinking about the big picture. Give them so much tzoras, so much to do, keep them so busy, they won't think about the big picture. What's the Ikar Tzoras HaShibud? The Ikar Tzoras HaShibud is exactly the Parsha Stuma, that there's no paragraph break. The Tzoras HaShibud is they were so busy with their Shibud. How do we make bricks? Do we have enough bricks? How do we find enough food to eat this and that? They were so distracted by the difficulties of everyday life that they didn't have time, they didn't have the strength to stop and think, what's beyond my everyday life? What's the big picture? What's really going on here? Where did I come from? Where am I going to? They were just lost in the everyday life. And maybe that's why it's a Parsha Stuma. There's no Revach L'Sbonein. The Ikar Tzar of the Shibud was that they didn't have time to step back. They didn't have the Menuchas HaNef step back and think about what's the big picture going on here, not just how many bricks am I up to this day. And it's fascinating that Rashi talks about the Shibud started when Yaakov Avinu was Niftar. It's not so clear if the actual work started then or the actual work did not start then, maybe only after all the Shvatim were Niftar did the actual work start. But already in Vayechi is before Havanas Chachma Lo. It's before the bricks. It's before the building piso and Ramses, etc. But maybe it's like, where did the Golish really start? The Golish doesn't really start when Paro makes you build buildings. The Golish really starts when you're a Parsha Stuma, when you're so lost in everything that's going on. When you're so lost in everything going on in Mitzrayim, you know, you could not be an Eved. You could be so lost when you're making money. You could be so lost in the culture of what's going on around you. You could be so distracted by the fact that whenever you do have a spare moment, you know, there's something, you know, a video to watch. There's something to catch up on. There's some message to however it works nowadays, that you lose this. You're in a Parsha Stuma. And ultimately, the real Golus is not in the hands and the legs and the bricks. The real Golus is in the eyes of the hearts. Are you in Golus because your life is being megaliu, is taking you away from the big picture, from what's really important in life? Or do you stop and take a Revach L'Sbonein? Do you know how to make a break in that parsha and stop? I know this is what's going on right now, but let me stop and think about it. And that's what the Maseilas Yesharim says the whole Sefer is about that, right? That's why he puts in the Hakdama. Let me stop and think about what's really important, where I'm really going, where I'm really coming from, what I really want out of life. And I think ultimately, maybe there's a bit of a remez here that the real Golus and Geula is not up to how much money we have or how much people may, how many hours our boss makes us work or anything outside ourselves. Maybe the real key is inside ourselves. As long as we're just getting lost in minute after minute and day after day and yeah, month after month and year after year without ever stopping to think about the big picture, we're in Golus. The moment that we have that open parsha, the moment we stop and say, I know this is what's going on, but why? Is that what I really want? Is that what's really important? Where am I going? What do I really want out of life? What's really important? Then already that is the first step towards Geula. Shabbat Shalom.